You guys are locked into the hottest podcast on the planet with the one and only Jasmine Anderson. Thank you guys for tuning in to JTV. Don't go anywhere. I'm Jasmine Anderson here live in Houston, Texas. Today's episode, I have Latoria Lemon, and she's not only a PR, but she has her own big company, Lemon Limelight Media. And this Lemon Limelight Media is on another level. She represents the highest clients, from the A-listers to the A-plus listers. Like, she literally has a resume of like the top-notch celebrities. So I've got a chance to catch up on lunch with her and just get how she got Lemon Limelight going and how she can give us some gems and some tools on her journey to victory and how we can continue to be our best self. So I have Latoria Lemon. How are you, boo?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to catch up with you because I'm always excited to see what you have going on, where you flew to, where you are going. So that is just like motivation in itself.
Thank you. It's always good to chat with you. We always have a good time.
No, for real. And you literally, because me being a reporter, I go to a lot of the events that you put on, a lot of the things that you do. And you have a really big clientele, from Lisa Ray to like, I mean, the list could go literally on and on. Yeah. Like, I don't even want to get started. You guys, I will not stop. Oh, right? God. So I really commend you on that. And I had to get your story. This is Journey to Victory podcast, and just like your journey to victory. Because I know it's been like some times where it probably didn't always look this good, but now it is really good. It's blooming. It's doing the best that it's ever done. Well, you know, it's always room for growth, but it's doing really good. Lemon Limelight Media Company. I put the company on there, you guys, because it's like, it's literally a corporation. Like, it's so big. Aww. She's doing so good with her staff and everything. When was that birth?
It was actually birthed in 2011. So I graduated college in 2011, and I had worked for a PR company in Atlanta. But I wasn't on full time, and I definitely wasn't getting paid a whole lot. Wow. So 2 months after graduation, a couple of people start coming up to me saying, hey, we need a publicist. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, you could go through the company that I work for. Yeah. And they were like, no, I don't think you get it. Like, we see that you're the one that's grinding for that company. Like, you need to really branch out and start your own. And so I was like 22 years old. I had no idea what it took to put together a business or anything. I just knew I knew how to do PR, you know, from what I had learned.
Yeah.
So I started it in 2011, and we're now 8 years in the game. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's crazy.
8 years, like, of consistency.
Of consistency, yes. But personally, I had some, like, some times where I really gave up, to be honest. Like, you know, being young, being 22, 23, you don't really understand, like, what is this process supposed to look like?
And,
you know, I'm still trying to live life. I'm still trying to make a living. I'm still trying to do all these things. And there were times where things didn't come, like, fast. Or even, you know, there was times where I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I feel like an old lady in a box, and I'm only 23. And then there was times where I was like, okay, I'm not getting paid a lot. Mm-hmm. But I had to learn the business aspect of things, and the business aspect of things was that I wasn't charging my worth, and that's why I wasn't getting paid a lot. So,
well, that's beautiful that you just stayed on.
So that was like a huge moment for him. But he looked around, and although he had got up there and thanked all these people, he was alone. And so, I just remember as he's telling me that story, like, I don't know if he saw it or not, but I started tearing up, and he was like, I just want to let you know, like, I see you. You work hard. He was like, you know, we're doing these press runs, and you got both of your laptops out, both of your cell phones. You're working on all four, and you hadn't soaked in any of the moments of this. And so he was like, I just wanted to let you know, like, don't be afraid to put you first. He was like, from your health to everything else. And I just remember when I got back home to Houston, like, I literally had a moment where I said, okay. Success is a beautiful thing, but at the same time, when you're working 16 to 18 hours a day because you have two businesses that you're trying to run mm-hmm. and all these clients and everybody's happy, but you're not the happiest per se mm-hmm. behind closed doors, and you don't have anyone to share some of these things with. It was really an eye-opener. Mm-hmm. And just from even a health perspective, he was telling me how he had gained like 35 pounds in like 2 months. And he's like, because I wasn't taking care of me. He was like, you know, you're eating, you stand up late, all this stuff. And then it really started to resonate because during that time frame, I had gained 17 pounds from like September to December. And so when I got back home, I was like, I got to get it together. Yeah. And within like a month, I think that was December 3rd when him and I had this heart to heart. By January 15th, I had lost like 15 pounds. And I remember texting, I was like, David, look. Aww. And he was like, see, this is what you got to do. So that was a moment where it was like very impactful because sometimes you work with people in this industry that don't really care about your well-being.
That's
or
true.
They won't share a moment that will say, hey, this is to help you. Now, some people could have taken that as being defensive or whatever, but I took it as, that's a sign from God. Like,
no, that's good. Like, take care of you, boo.
Take care of you, boo. You know, you're working. You got all this stuff going on. You're traveling all over the world.
Yeah.
But what's satisfying your soul?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. And for you to have a client, someone that you're representing,
yeah.
tell you that. Like, exactly. No, you need to take care of you. This is what you need to do. I know that even more hit home. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, here I am representing you, making sure you're
exactly.
out there and doing what you need to. And you're worried and concerned about me.
Exactly.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It meant a lot. It really did. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. So to run your own business, what would you say are the first 5 main keys you need?
Ooh, that's good. So I'm transparent in saying when I started my company, I was 22, fresh out of college. I didn't know much about business. Yeah. So a lot of things I failed at in long term. So short term, I'm like, okay, I got my clients. I'm working. Nobody had told me to go get a DBA to solidify the name of your company or EIN number so that you can actually file your taxes.
Yeah.
So years had gone by and I didn't have neither until
wow.
I met with, and again, it's important to have the right people around you. If I would have had a good accountant or a good CPA at that time,
sure.
they probably would have been like, girl, you don't have all this stuff. But I literally switched accountants and my accountant was like, wait, you have this name of this company, but I mean, where can I find it? It's not certified with the state of Texas. It's not
wow.
certified in Georgia. And I was like, well, what do you mean? I was like, but I have my logo. And he's literally laughing. He's like,
you got your logo?
That's
wow.
I'm like, I got my logo. I said, I thought when you get a logo, that makes your brand trademark. He was like, that's only on a certain level. Anybody could literally take your company now and they have the paperwork for it and you don't.
Wow.
So just the knowledge of that. And so, again, I'm 22, 23, 24. That was like a eye opener for me, and it did make me a little discouraged because I'm like, that was during the time period where I'm like, I already don't feel like doing this no more. Like,
yeah,
the hustle and bustle is a bit much. So I just say, you know what, I'm cool on this. Let me go back to corporate, and that's what I did. I went back to corporate. I did that for 2 years, and I just like I faded away from my calling, and every day was a reminder. Every day I was hitting a road bump. Every single day.
God, like, this is not what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. God was like, I'm going to make you realize that you have literally walked away from your purpose.
Wow.
And yeah, so it was days where it was tough, and I went through depression, like a deep depression from moving from Atlanta to back here and going back into corporate. I mean, I was literally a size 24 in clothes, 300 pounds. All I was doing was eating. I mean, I had let myself go mentally, physically, emotionally. I let my dreams go. I really was lost. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where life was taking me. All I know is that I moved back here. I was in a relationship. It didn't go like I thought it was. I kind of left my clients in Atlanta. I'm back in corporate. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all. But to go back to your question, the 5 things, I would definitely say, make sure you have some type of investment in your company. So, of course, when I started in PR, when you have a PR company or even an events company, because we do special events, it's not like one of those things where you need a whole lot of money to start it. Because in actuality, when I started my company, I had $23 to my name.
Wow.
That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Wow.
But I also didn't take the right steps. Like, I probably should have used that $23 to go get certified and get all this other stuff. But all I knew is I had a degree in public relations, and people wanted me to represent them, and I had the name and the logo. That's it.
Wow.
So definitely having a budget for investment, because you can't really have a real business without the valuable things like a logo, a website, getting your DBA. For some people, getting your LLC or getting your Inc., incorporating your company. And then making sure that you have the right people around that you can really invest in. Like, my CPA was not a cheap investment, but it was a valuable one.
Wow.
You know, so for someone to be able to say, hey, I'm an accountant, I'm a certified accountant, and here's how I can make your business make sense. Here's what you should be making a month versus you're charging people $100 and you should be charging people XYZ. You know what I mean?
Oh, so it's good.
Yeah, so just understanding that. And then also another thing is, when you start a business, there's going to be a lot of downfalls. So really having faith and peace goes a long way. That is just something that you're going to have to enhance within yourself, within your company, because there's going to be tough days. Even now, 8 years as a business owner, there's some days where I have to pause and just say, hold up, wait a minute, like, let me bring it back. Or like, for instance, last Tuesday, I called my mentor and I said, what do you do when you're stuck and you don't feel like doing this anymore?
Wow.
That was my exact question. And I sent her a text. In my text message to her, I said, not having a good day.
Wow.
Yeah, she called me immediately. She said, talk to me. And I asked her, I said, what do you do when you're stuck and you don't feel like doing this anymore? And so her next question to me was, what part don't you feel like doing anymore? I said, I'm exhausted. Everybody on the roster is looking good. They're getting pressed, they're getting, you know, their image is shining and all this, but on the back end, I just need a day. I need a break. Like, I need something. And she was just like, okay. In moments like that, you step away.
Wow.
You step away, but you understand you're stepping away temporarily, not long term. So in that moment, even again, my to-do list had so much. Because normally every morning I try to write a to-do list. Here's what I do. Here's who I need to take care of. So forth and so forth. I literally put my to-do list away. I closed my laptop. I went to a coffee shop that has like an outdoor place. And I sat there. I drank some tea. I was there for 3 hours. People watching. Just being relaxed. And I came back even more rejuvenated.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And the fact that you had someone to call on, to be like, you know what, this is just a bad day.
It's a bad day.
Like, you'll have a greater one tomorrow. This is just what you need to put in place.
That's what you got to do. And sometimes it's like that. And, you know, I think it's a matter of understanding who to call in those moments. Because my mentor, I started as her work study student when I was in college. So I was like her assistant. And I didn't know that she owned her own special events company. And so when she got ready to resign from the college that I went to, she said, hey, look, you're the first person that's about to see this. I'm leaving. She was like, you staying or you going?
Wow.
And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, I'm about to do my company full time. I'm going to need an assistant. You staying or you going?
Wow.
I was like, I'm going. And we've been close ever since. And now, like, literally, we have such a strong relationship. There's certain accounts or certain clients through her company that work directly with me. So in addition to the two companies I own, I'm also heavily affiliated. I'm a director in her company. So, you know, and that's just the value of having a good, strong relationship with people. But she understands from an area of, I was a young business owner as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to realize people will be people. And in this industry, I deal with a lot of egos. I deal with a lot of, you know, rejection sometimes. Sometimes I aim for certain media outlets for my clients to be a part of. And it's no, it's not. Now's not the time. And we have to bring news like that to people that are looking forward to certain opportunities. Sometimes they're like, well, I thought you, but you just made it happen for somebody else. And it's like, timing is a factor, you know? So
true.
Yeah.
So if you just say the five ones real quick.
Okay, so the five ones. So definitely having a good budget. Okay. So you can invest in the things you need. Also having a recognizable brand, right? Okay. So if you start your company, make sure that nothing else looks like your company from a branding perspective. Also having a good affiliation with the team. So whether that's your CPA or if you get an assistant or a virtual intern or whatever, you need to make sure your team represents what you represent. And then for patience, faith, and peace, those are the top three things, like just in general for any business owner. And lastly, I would say a must-have is a vision. So many times people have a thought, but they don't have a vision.
Wow.
And you have to have both.
For sure.
So.
Okay, so those were the five things, you guys, and those was really good. She actually went into detail on each one of those, so that was amazing. So in life, we should want to leave something in the world or remembered. So what would you say that is for you?
Wow. You know, one of my favorite songs, and this is going to be comical, one of my favorite songs is Legend by Drake, right?
Okay.
And in the song, he says something about he's the youngest in his city to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I just always thought that was always funny because sometimes I have moments where I'm like, you know what? There's young people in Houston that are really doing it for their city. If I was to ever walk away from PR, if God forbid, if my legacy is, you know, or my time on earth has come to an end, I want my legacy to be that not only did she work hard, but she made paths for other people. And for me, that's a huge, huge deal. Sometimes you can elevate and not take anybody with you, but your elevation will be temporary. You know, if you want long-term elevation, allow different paths for different people. You know, so if there's an opportunity where I say, hey, girl, come interview such and such, that's a path that could help you. You know, or hey, here's some insight on this mentor, this intern, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's how we all grow together. And sometimes growth, there's certain people who have left a certain level of a legacy, and they haven't been on this earth forever. You look at Nipsey. Nipsey just passed not too long ago, and he has inspired really a generation and multiple generations to continue whatever race they've started.
Yeah.
And that's a huge deal. So I just want my legacy to be that at the end of the day, God did bless her with certain opportunities because not only did she work for it, but she allowed other people in her city and in different areas that were passionate, that she was passionate about to elevate to and excel.
That's good. That's definitely a legacy to leave. So tell me, when was the last time you was just like, you said to yourself, you know what? I did that. Like, I accomplished this. Like, just really proud of yourself in the moment. You had to, like, take a breath and just was like, you know what? I did that.
I'm going to be honest. It was yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday was, yesterday I was on set all day with the Boss Life team. So Slim Thug and Troy and Shy and Corey, and they've all been friends 20-something years, and I'm literally the only girl on the team. And so, I'm actually gonna make sure they listen to this. But on Monday we have our weekly conference calls. Yeah. And during those conference calls, that's where I'm like, hey guys, here's the opportunities we have, here's what we need to do, XYZ. I always tell them, when I talk to them, I put on my boxing gloves.
Wow.
Cause I gotta be ready for them. Because they've been friends for 20-some years. I came along maybe a year and a half ago. And so some things that are on my end makes the most sense to me and to their brand. Whereas with them, they're like, we don't see that. Like, that ain't what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And so long story short, I walked into the boxing ring on Monday, which was technically our conference call. And I said, hey, this is what I think we need to do. Everybody on the call fought me.
Wow.
Fought me. And I said, okay, so we just won't do any press this week. Fine. Wow. I said, I'm good on it. I said, I'm going to get off the call, and we're not going to do press. Wow. So one of the guys was like, you're taking it very personal. I said, no, I'm passionate about what I know the vision is for you all. Long story short, yesterday was the shoot. All the guys showed up. All the guys did amazing. And at the end, they said, we appreciate you for going hard and understanding that it's bigger than sometimes what we decline. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's what I'm here for. Like, I want it for our city. I want it for the country. And they're doing such great things in the community, you know. And sometimes when you're doing things from your heart, sometimes the publicity aspect, it's kind of like, oh, man, we ain't doing it for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you want to be able to inspire other people. And the more that people know what you're doing, the more you can inspire. And so at the end of our shoot, after all of them, you know, say we appreciate it and thank you and we gave our hugs, I got in my car. And they're going to laugh at this part. And I played Slim's Like a Boss. And I was like, wow. You know what? We did that. We did it. Sometimes it's just, you know, having that encouragement to say, let's just do it.
And get it done.
Wow.
And the fact that you did that just yesterday, for me to ask you that,
it's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I just was like, I did that yesterday.
Yesterday.
So going forward, what are you most excited about right now?
Today is May. Well, we're in mid-May. I'm a month away from my birthday, so I'm about to turn 30.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you. So it's a new chapter. I'm excited about my 30s. I'm excited about what's to come. I have so many things that I want to do that aren't PR and events related.
Yes.
And I'm really putting together a plan to make those things happen. And so I do want to go back to school.
Wow.
I don't know where I'm going to find the time, but I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
And I just have some things that, you know, I want to invest in, not just financially, but personally.
Yeah.
Whether it's other people or just things that are special to me, and just become more fearless. So a lot of people see me in my zone where I'm on the red carpet and, you know, all this other stuff. And you all get to see me in that light of, you know, it's kind of like a little bit of authority. Like, let's get it going. Let's do this. But in my real life, I'm kind of a shy person. Like, I'm very to myself. I'm an introvert. So I don't really, like, if I don't have to be out, I really don't. If I don't have to talk, I really don't. So it's just a little bit different, but just becoming more fearless and saying, okay, here's a lane that I can tap into, or don't be afraid to do this. And
beautiful. Well, like, this has been beautiful. You know, before I let you go, I have to do words of wisdom.
Okay.
That's like my main thing I do with everyone. It's always important for me to know, like, what sticks with a person every day to keep going, to striving. Like, what words of wisdom have stuck with you in your life?
You know, it may not be exact words, but it's more so a testimony. So for me, even some days I think about where I came from when I first moved back, before I actually went into corporate America. Like I said, I was lost and my dreams and visions had kind of gone downhill. And so the only thing I could think of was just get a job and make it work. So I applied to work at the beauty supply by my house, and I was working there, and I just remember my classmates from high school coming in and saying, what are you doing here? Like, weren't you just working at So-So Def in Atlanta? And they were reminding me, like, all the stuff
I was doing. Who you are and stuff. Wow, that's beautiful.
It really was, but at the same time, it really showed me that I had let myself go to an extent that I just couldn't. And that goes back to those roadblocks that, you know, God kept putting in my way to say, hey, get back to what you were doing. So when at the beauty supply, I'm stocking up all the edge control, someone comes in and robs me.
Oh, no. That was a sign for real.
That was a huge sign. And from there, I was like, okay, God, I got to do something. And so some days on my, I don't want to say my worst days, but on my tough days, I think about where God has brought me from, and when I had just $23 to my name, and I still had a vision, but I had no idea how to make all that make sense. And so that took peace, patience, faith, all the stuff that I mentioned before, talking to my mentors. So the wisdom that I would give people is, the show may pause, but never let it stop. Wow. You can always press play at any given time. And your play may not be at the same speed as everybody else's, but your play is meant to be your play. And that's the beauty of it all. Even if you have to relate it to like football, right? So I gave an analogy to some kids not too long ago, and I mentioned how when J.J. Watt is on the field, and he obviously is a part of the defense. Mm-hmm. Well, his whole objective is to make sure the other team isn't doing a, you know, making a field goal or getting a score or whatever. And so, but when he's off the field, he's still observing what's taking place on the field. And now he's trusted that offense is going to handle their business while he's off the field. So said all that to say, sometimes when you stop and you look at the big picture, there's something or someone that's handling something for you in the midst of it that can really be beneficial for you while you're in the defense mode, right? But when you come in, it's time for you to tackle the game. It's time for you to get in. It's time for you to make sure that if there's going to be any plays for your victory, for your win, it's going to be done by you.
Sure.
And that's the moral of the story.
Wow. Yeah. That was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. The fact that you literally broke down each point you made, so you made it clear for every person who's listening, like, to not get anything different, to not, like, change what you say, is beautiful, because it's like you hit right home. Like, don't pause. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Don't pause. Keep going. And whatever it is that you want to do.
Absolutely.
I think that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. So your journey to victory has been amazing.
Thank you.
Where would you say people could contact you?
Yeah, definitely. So you can contact me. My email address is Latoria, LATORRIA, at Lemon Limelight Media, which is also the name of my company. My office line is 832-212-9181. So you can contact me there for PR needs, special events, branding, even consulting. So if you have like an idea and you want to get some insight on it, we do consulting as well.
That's beautiful. Oh my goodness, you guys heard it first. Latoria is literally my favorite PR. She doesn't know, but she really is. Like, she's the one that I kind of look up to. I'm like, I recommend her to anybody. Anybody trying to do something, like, no.
Yeah.
Latoria is it. Like, anybody trying to do something, like, you want some PR, you need someone, you need to get Latoria. And if you're not, I feel like you're not doing the best. So for you to tell me your story and how you didn't always feel like that, that's amazing. Because I'm like, to me, I'm like, girl, you are doing it. You are really doing it. So continue to push and do what you're doing. And I would like to hear you guys' feedback, like comment, subscribe, tell a friend, let them know what Latoria has going on, what her business is. If they need any PR work, I'm telling you, she's the best. She works with A-list people. So if you're not A-list and you want to be A-list, this is the person you need to get in contact with. And the fact that you open up to saying your email and your number, like, I was thinking you were just going to say Instagram or, you know, so it's like, you really don't have a reason why you're not contacting her and getting in touch to better yourself and better your brand and get your business going and what that is for you. So you guys have been liked right here to JTV Network Podcast. Again, subscribe, tell a friend, comment. Let me know you guys' feedback on this Journey to Victory episode. I'm out. It's been great. Until next time, you guys. JTV Network.